Praise the Lord. Good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank you and praise. We come before the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, O God. Thank you for your presence in the life of your church and your people. Thank you for all that you allow us to do from morning till now. Thank you for the grace and mercy and the victories we have in you. Thank you for all the brethren, their jobs, incomes, and their toil for you, Lord. Thank you for all the families who are part of the church. Thank you for all the congregations, individual members, individual families that are part of your church here in UAE, in Al Ain, in Abu Dhabi, Fujairah, Al-Sakhaima, Dubai, and Lord, also in Oman, Burami and Muscat, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in Erbil, in Baghdad, in India, in different places, and in various places, in Philippines, also in Pakistan, in also Sri Lanka, Australia, America, Malawi, Sierra Leone, Uganda, Nigeria. We thank you, Lord, for all the extension of your church, the congregation, the members, the workers, the elders, the pastors. We pray for the protection of each and everyone, protection of all of us from COVID-19. And I pray that no one will be forced to get the vaccine. In the name of Jesus, we pray also, Lord, that you will also lead us with the Holy Spirit and fill us with the Holy Ghost to go on and serve, to go on and evangelize, teaching new people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that your name will be lifted up, that your name will be magnified and glorified. Help us, enable us to plant more Bible studies and more congregations to the church. Help us to show the good example of Jesus. Fill us with joy, peace, love, self-control, patience, gentleness, and kindness, humility, generosity, faithfulness. Let people see Christ in our lives. Lord, we pray also for protection of all the jobs and the incomes and the visas and all what is needed for our work. I pray for all my brethren to be a good example in their workplace, evangelize, to reach new people, to send your word to the people around us and also around them. We pray also, Lord, that that you give us favor from you and from the government in all these places that your church has expanded, whatever documentations, whatever legal procedures we need, we will be down to provide. And I pray, Lord, you protect the church from evildoers, from those who cause division, from those wolves who have been there. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, protect the church from them, protect us from them, and help us, Lord, to go on serving you. Lead us to faithful people, that they will work with us and lead faithful people to us in the name of Jesus. We pray. Anoint also, Lord, all our worship service today, anoint the songs, the prayers, the giving, anoint the message, anoint this recording, make it reach to the places and people who are in need of it. Make it reach to the all part of your body, the members, congregations, and workers. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Desire and I long to worship thee.
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, Lord. Continue to speak to us your word and your ways, and direct us, Lord, with your commands. Go before us, Lord, and direct us, Lord, to do the work of yours in full, O God. Help us, Lord, as a church to persevere, to fulfill all the mandates of the Great Commission. Thank you, Master. Continue to guide us and speak to us with your Holy Spirit and with your word, O God.
Lord, I stand in the midst of the multitude of those from every tribe and tongue. We are your people, redeemed by your blood, rescued from death by your love. There are no words
Give me honor, give me praise unto you.
Glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time that you are comforting us with. Let's now collect our tithes and our offerings, our first fruit to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your church, your people, who brought faithfully their tithes and offering and first fruit. And thank you, Lord, for our flowing of the blessings, each and every family members, congregations, workers, and to your church, and overall. We thank you, God, and we bless you. Use this money to bring your word to the farthest point in the earth and for the next generation. You be the devourer from the life of your people. Open the floodgates of heaven and bless them. And teach also the rest, O God, who used to give, I pray, convict them to return back with their first love to serve you and to do what is right and just. Lord, we bless the rest of this day as we go through your word. Teach us, revive us, and let your word bring revival and joy and peace in the life of your church and your people. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll continue today to speak about faith and deeds and from the life of Abraham. We read before in James chapter 2 and verse 20-24, but wilt thou know of any man that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works? And when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar, see thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. This is our main scripture, and today we will continue to speak about the deeds of Abraham that go along his faith. And we have read that when Abraham met the king of Sodom, this is the discussion that went between them, Genesis 14 verse 21-24. Let's read it again. And the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, let thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Anir, Eshkol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. Now we read in verse 23 that I will not take from a thread even to a shalaket, and that I will not take anything that is thine, let thou shouldest say, I have made Abraham rich. We started, you know, before we speak about right and wrong resources, and we reached wrong resources, and we started to speak about the wrong resources. We spoke about stealing. We will continue to speak about the wrong resources of income, so that we will not get involved with wrong deeds, so that our life will go along the good deeds and faith of Abraham. The kind of stealing that we need to avoid is stealing from masters and from government. We read in Titus chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, we read, exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again not per learning, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior in all things. You know, there are people who steal from their master, they steal from their workplaces. Some justify that their master is rich and there's no problem if they will steal. But the stealing will affect them. It will not affect the master, but will affect them, because as being stealing, they are thieves, and that is sin, and they'll be cared for that sin. And some also say that stealing from the government is right, because the government is rich, and they are also taking from the people taxes, but finally it's stealing, and they will bring curse and trouble in their life. The other kind of stealing is not paying taxes and government fees. We read that in Luke. Luke chapter 20. And let's read verse 20 to 25. And they watched him and sent for spies, which should feed themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any, but teachest the way of God truly. Is it lawful for us to give tribute to Caesar or no? But he perceived their craftiness, and said unto them, Why tempted ye me? Show me a penny, whose image and superscription hath it? They answered and said, Caesar's. And he said unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. You know, we need to be honest with the government. And if we are honest with the government, then we are showing that we are also honest with God. What's due to the government of taxes and fees, that we need also to pay well. We read that also in Romans chapter 13, verse 6 and 7, say, For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Other kind of sin is borrowing and not returning. And we read that in Psalm 37. Psalm 37, yeah. And verse 21. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous sheweth mercy and giveth. This is another form of stealing. They borrow from people. Usually they borrow money, but they will not return. You will find some person borrow money and then all of a sudden disappear. And all the people that they have lent him money, they will complain, where is he, and they will look after him. You know, there are people who join churches just to borrow money. And after they will borrow money, they will just get the money and they will also run away. I instruct the leaders and workers in the church that whatever money to be lent should be with the knowledge of the church, to avoid such kind of trouble to happen. Another way of borrowing and not paying back is when they will take large amount of bank loans, and they will all of a sudden they will travel and go back to other country, and they will not pay back. Some they think that it is not sin because we are taking from the bank this money. No, it is still sin, and the curse will come because of that. In certain countries, there are some regulations that when they will give loan, The loan after 7 years will be automatically canceled. And some people, they take advantage of this. They will borrow and they will wait for, they will not pay, and they will wait to be canceled automatically. You know, that is also a curse and that's sin. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 1 and 3, it says, chapter 15 verse 1 and 3, at the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. And this is the manner of the release. Every creditor that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Of a foreigner thou mayest exact it again, but that which is in thine with thy brother, thine hand shall you release. Some will make use of privileges like medical service or educational service. They will get loan, but they will not pay back their debts and waiting to be canceled at the end of the 7 years. That is wickedness, and God will judge such things also. The other kind of stealing, not paying the workers their wages. Even, you know, delay payment is sin, because a person's life is dependent on that income. We can read that in Leviticus 19 and verse 13. It says, thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. And also James spoke about that. James chapter 5 verse 1 and 4, say, go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rest of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cried, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. When people fail to give the wage to their workers, they have hired them, this way they are stealing from them. Some also rich people, they will deprive their workers of their rights, like example insurance, medical support or leave or other places. That is also kind of stealing. We can read in the Proverbs chapter 22, Proverbs chapter 22 verse 22 and 23, rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate, for the Lord will plead their cause and spoil the soul of those that spoil them. That's what warns us from doing such things against the people who are poor, and God will judge such things, and God will fight for those people. The other kinds of stealing is not paying tithes in full and failing to bring offerings and first fruit. This is another kind of sinning. They will not bring their tithes, offering, and first fruit to the church. That is robbing God, and that also will bring curse on their life. Will a man, that's in, we will read Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 and 9. Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament. 3, 8 and 9. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? in tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed God, even this whole nation. And also we read in Luke chapter 20, verse 5, verse 25, sorry. But the Lord said to them, and he said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar, and unto God the things which be God's. You know, failing to bring tithes and offering and first fruit is a kind of stealing, because we should bring it to the storehouse of God. You are, if you're not bringing it, your tithes, offering and first fruit, you are stealing, you are robbing God. About the first fruit, we can read Exodus chapter 22. Exodus chapter 22 and verse 29. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of thy ripe fruits and of thy lacquers, the firstborn of thy sons, and thou give unto me. The other kind of stealing is taking money from the treasury of the church. And it's written in John chapter 12. Today God give us a lot of scriptures. John chapter 12 verse 6. This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bear what was put therein. Here I speak about Judas Iscariot, who was taking money of the treasury without permission. Taking money of the treasury of the church without the knowledge of an approver of the church is another kind of stealing. Many church leaders and workers, when they receive people money and tithes, they will just put in their pocket. They think that's their money, without recording, without notifying the amount that's given. This is another form of stealing, and will bring a curse on those who indulgate. Paul spoke about that in Romans chapter 2 and verse 21 and verse 24. He said to them, thou therefore which teaches another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, that thou steal? Thou that says a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. Such kind of workers and pastors who covet money, and they are also happy to minister to rich people. They want to reach rich people, and they want rich people to be part of the church and the ministry, because they are after the financial gain. Like, you know, they like Balaam, who was enticed to go with Balak's men for just the sake of a reward. We read that about it in Jude chapter 1. Jude chapter 1 and verse 11. And ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward. Such pastor who look for financial gain, they are like what we have in the Bible. There's a man, his name Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah. We read about him in the book of Jeremiah chapter 41. Jeremiah chapter 41. And let's read from verse 4 to 8 what he did, this man. And it came to pass the second day after he had slain Gedaliah, and no man knew it, that there came certain from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even fourscore men, having their beards shaven, and their clothes rent, and having cut themselves with offerings and incense in their hand to bring them to the house of the Lord. And Ishmael the son of Nethaniah went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all alone as he went. And it came to pass as he met them, he said unto them, Come to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam. And it was so when they came into the midst of the city that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah slew them and cast them into the midst of the pit, he and all the men that were with him. But 10 men were found among them that said unto Ishmael, Slay us not, for we have treasures in the field of wheat and of barley and of oil and of honey. So he forbear and slew them not among their brethren. Now here he did this Ishmael son of Nethaniah slew the men who came to the house of God and took from them the offering that they brought. He stole the money. But there are 10 men, he spared them, not because he was merciful, because they told him that we have money in the field. He was covetous to take that money in the field. When they told him, we have treasures in the field of wheat and of barley and of oil and of honey. He spared them to get hold of all these provisions in their life. Now, the word of God tells us in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 9, Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them, for the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressor shall fall therein. The stolen money and the stolen wages and the cheating will finally bring troubles, curses, it will waste away, and the resources are taken the wrong way in the cheating and also stealing. Sometimes they are selling defective products, cheating the people and taking the wages of those workers, not paying bills, not paying the governments, not paying tax. Finally will be end up in a curse to those who do such. Now let's stand in God's presence. God wanted to do the deeds of Abraham, not to steal things, not to take things that does not belong to you. Come now to the Lord, repent of the sin of stealing. And you must know about the consequences of such sin. Repent and do the right things. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us that you brought to your church. Thank you for all my brethren who are here and the brethren in other places. I pray that each and every one of them, they will heed your word and apply it faithfully in his life. Cleanse them from stealing as they renounce their sin. Oh God, all kinds of sinning that we spoke, let be conviction of the Holy Spirit. Let them correct their ways and follow your commands. Take your word, O God, and spread it to the congregations, the members, to other places. Use all what we have from media to spread your word. And I pray for people to repent. I pray for new souls to be saved, and new people to commit their lives, to live in the righteous way, to come to the Lord, to be following the example of Abraham and the example of the scriptures, to be away from wrong examples. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that you'll help with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we'll not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.